Us Unite podcast. My name is Maddie.
And my name is Dan, and we're here to show you the way to fluency, confidence, and clear communication in English.
English is my second language, and I went from being an English learner who lacked confidence to helping hundreds of students from around the world speak better. I am here to share with you all my secrets to how you can communicate with clarity and confidence in English too.
And after years of teaching, I have helped many of my students enjoy the learning process and worry less about being perfect. When this happens, they start to see their true strengths in their English skills and use those to become even better. This is something I am ready to share with you as well.
If you are ready to build a new version of yourself as a fluent English speaker so that you can achieve your big personal and professional goals, you have come to the right place, my friend. So let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Podcast Uniter. In this episode, I will take you through four simple steps you can take to find and correct your pronunciation mistakes so that you speak more clearly and communicate with more confidence. But before we start, you need to get a free gift we made for you. It's a cheat sheet called Three Things About Connected Speech You Need to Know Now to Feel More Fluent and Understand Better. This cheat sheet comes with a video lesson you can use again and again to practice and improve your speech in English. You can find your free copy of this cheat sheet and video lesson in the description of this podcast, or you can go to www.english-unite.com/connected-speech. Again, it's english-unite.com/connected-speech. Now, let's get this episode started. I have to start by saying that every language has its own group of sounds or its sound system. Some sounds exist in multiple languages and some sounds don't. Let's take the letter B, for example. It makes the sound B, both in Portuguese, my native language, and in English. But if we take the TH sound, th, for example, it doesn't exist in my native language, and it might not exist in yours. And because the TH sound doesn't exist in Portuguese, many Brazilian speakers of English might have difficulties pronouncing this sound, and they make pronunciation mistakes very frequently when they say this sound. And that might be your case as well. And here's something really important. You started learning your language's sound system when you were in your mother's belly. That was a long time ago. You have used the same sound system every day of your life. You know these sounds by heart, and your mouth muscles know them too. You don't need to think about these sounds when you speak your native language. These sounds come out of your mouth naturally and easily. But now that you're becoming an English speaker, you need to get used to a new sound system, and your muscles need to get used to it as well. And that's why you must start practicing individual English sounds, especially the ones that don't exist in your native language. So here are four steps to start organizing your pronunciation studies. Step number one, do your research and find out which English sounds do not exist in your native language. So for example, since my native language is Portuguese, I would Google different sounds between English and Portuguese. Another Google search we recommend is common English pronunciation mistakes for Portuguese speakers. And here you can add your own language. For example, common English pronunciation mistakes for Spanish speakers, Arabic speakers, Greek speakers. You get the gist. Step number two, after you've found the sound differences between English and your native language, it's time to learn exactly how to articulate these sounds in your mouth. Articulate means how to position your tongue, teeth, lips, and throat to make the sound correctly. Here's how you do it. Watch videos on YouTube. Google how to make TH sound in English, and you will find lots of videos showing you the correct articulation. Use those videos to practice. You can do this step for any sound that you have difficulties with. Step number three, now that you know the sound articulation, the correct movement in your mouth, you need to practice making that new sound in front of a mirror. Make the sound and watch how your mouth moves as you make it. Step number four, make a list of words with that sound and say these words out loud a few times a week. For example, if you're having problems with the TH sound, a good list of words is, for example, think, thin, that, mother. You can follow steps 2, 3, and 4 to practice all the English sounds that don't exist in your native language and that you find difficult. You want to speak better and you want people to understand you. That's why you need to have clear pronunciation. So definitely follow these steps I gave you today. And if you found any of the information I shared here useful, please send this podcast to your family and friends who are learning English. That's it for today. See you next week.